in Philippians, starting in at the end of verse 5 of chapter 4. He says, "The Lord is at hand, so be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I think it was very interesting that J.R. said that God has given him peace that passes all understanding. It's exactly what Paul's talking about here. And I want us to just look at a few aspects of these verses here. Paul starts out with the whole basis of what he's about to say. He says, "The Lord is at hand." And you could take that a couple of different ways. One, you could say, God is with us right now. The Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ is here. So because of that, don't be anxious about anything. God's here. What do you have to worry about? He's in control. He's got it all taken care of. So don't be anxious. Or you could take it that the Lord is at hand. He is coming soon. He is on his way back. He could return at any moment, and he is going to right all wrongs. He is going to take care of every injustice that's ever been done. He is going to free us all from the bondage of sin. He is going to make us right before him. He is going to heal all diseases. And so don't worry about what's happening. He is coming. He is going to make it right. Don't be anxious. So either way that you want to take that, the command is still, don't be anxious, because God is in control. He has a plan. So if we're not supposed to be anxious, what do we do with all the hard times that we face? All the troubles that we face. I know we haven't had any trouble today, so you know, we'll think about some other day that we have trouble, right? You know, what do we do with the hard times that we had today? He says, in everything, in all of those hard times, by prayer and supplication, bring it to God. That's what he's saying. He says, go and take it to God. But here's the key ingredient: with thanksgiving. Thanking God for whatever the trial, whatever the hardship is. He says, let your request be made known unto God. And it's in that framework of thanksgiving that he says, bring your request to him. And what's the promise? That if we do that, with all the things that we're tempted to be anxious about, with all the hardship, when we are thankful and bring it to God, the promise is in verse 7 that the peace of God that nobody can figure out surpasses all understanding. You're not even going to understand where this peace is coming from. It's going to guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. And it's really interesting that Paul used this word guard, because when he wrote this letter, he was in a Roman prison. He knew what a guard was all about. Now, his guard was to make sure that he didn't get out, so that he couldn't escape. So he was kind of trapped there. He was being guarded in that sense. But the way that he's using it here, think of it like a sentry or a bodyguard. It's like Paul's saying, okay, if you bring your prayer and your request to God with thanksgiving, and you're not anxious about it, it's like your heart, your life, God posts himself outside of that and says, nobody's coming in here. I'm guarding you with my peace. And it passes all understanding, and I'm going to guard over you so that you're not going to be anxious about anything. So you're going to trust me, and I'm not going to let any of those anxious thoughts and that worry come in. But you see, it's kind of, it's a not a two-edged sword, but there's responsibilities that you have, there's responsibilities that God takes on himself. He says, guys, don't be anxious, but be thankful and come to me. And when you take that step, I'm going to guard you, and I'm going to keep you safe. Well, Paul continues in Philippians. In between, we skipped a few verses, but the verses that we skipped, it says, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, all that, think on these things. And when your mind is being guarded by Jesus Christ and the peace of God is ruling over you, those are the things that your mind is going to be focused on. In this part right here, Paul's just thanked the Philippians for how they've reached out to him, for how they've ministered to his needs. But he wants to clarify something, and he says, I'm not thanking you because I had necessarily a need. He says, verse 11, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And the secret to this comes in verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And isn't that a marvelous thought? And obviously, there, when he says I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me, he doesn't mean, you know, I can go and jump off a building and fly. He doesn't mean I'm going to go out tomorrow and win the lottery. Because, oh, I can do all things through Christ. You know, I'm just going to pray and God's going to do it. No, in the context here, he's saying, wherever I'm at, if I am in the depths of poverty, I know how to be thankful. I know how to be content because Christ is with me. If I'm, you know, the top executive CEO of a large corporation and have more money than I know what to do with, Paul says, I know how to be content. I'm sure most of us would say, yeah, I wouldn't mind being content with that either, you know? But even in that situation, there are temptations and there are struggles and there are pressures that need the grace of God for somebody who's in that position. And so Paul says, wherever I am, I've learned it. I've learned the secret. It's through Christ. And the challenge to us is that wherever you are, whether you're down in the depths of despair and poverty, several of us here have been homeless before, and we know what that's like to have nothing to our name. But from there, can we say, you know what? If that's where I'm at, through Christ, I can be content. And it's not just something that I wake up in the morning and I have these self-motivating thoughts. You know, I just pull myself up by my bootstraps and, oh, you know, we're going to do this and go on. No, that's not what he's saying. It's a dependency on Christ that I know God's in control. All those things that we said that we were thankful for about God, about how he's loving, about how he's caring, about how he is sovereign, about how he always does what's best, how he uses circumstances to make us like Christ, to bring us back to himself. All of those things, we know those are still true down in the depths of despair, just like they are on the mountaintops. And so we say, you know what, God, you never change. So I'm going to be content wherever you have me. If I'm in the middle of the road and I don't really have anything to complain about, I'm not super rich, but I'm not super poor, God, I'm going to be content there. If you take me through a dark, dark valley and I can't see the way out and I don't know where the next step's going to come from, God, I'm going to be content because I know that through Christ I can have that peace. I know that you're walking with me. Or if I'm prospered and he's put me in a position where I can reach out and help a lot of people, I'm going to be content there. I'm going to say, God, give me the grace to know how to use these resources you've given me. Help me through Christ to be content with where I am and not try to grasp for more. Because wherever we are, God is using the circumstances in our life to teach us to be more like Christ. So the question that comes to each one of us then is, have we learned to be content? Have we learned not only to be full, but also to be hungry? Have we learned to abound and to suffer need? And that comes through knowing Jesus Christ. That's where the secret is. And we can do it all through Christ. That is the point of connection. If you don't have Christ tonight, then you can do nothing. Nothing without Christ. So our life is tied so, so close to Christ. If you don't know Christ tonight, that is your greatest need. Your greatest need is not to have more money or to have more food or to have shelter. Your greatest need is to know Christ. And when you know Christ, all those other things are put in perspective. So that's our prayer tonight. And for the rest of us, to learn to be content with where God has us.